T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking to make some money or try and make some money on some action this weekend. Listen up. We got host of BetMGM Tonight on and Odyssey Sports betting insider Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Ryan, we can start with tonight's matchup in the NFL, kicking off Week 3. It's the Panthers and Texans. Would you have any bets on this game?
Yeah, thanks again for having me, guys. In this one, you know, I've actually been really impressed with Carolina. I was really high on them coming into the season just because their win total was so low. It was only 7 and then 7.5 games, so I played it over because I still believe that Sam Darnold could be a solid NFL starting quarterback. Again, short sample size through 2 weeks, but you get him in a new system away from Adam Gase. You know, with a running game, Christian McCaffrey being healthy, I think it's obviously huge for that offense. He's one of the more exciting players in all of football. Sometimes I really like to play the prop bet. So I actually played Sam Darnold to throw over 1.5 touchdowns tonight against that Texans secondary. If I had to make a play on the game, I would actually lean Houston with the points. You know, when it opened up as a 7-point touchdown favorite for the Carolina Panthers, I do think that they win this game, but 8 points in the NFL is a lot. And I know everybody's down on this Texans team, and I'm not sure that they're even going to win, you know, 3 to 4 games this season, obviously with everything that they're dealing with and all the guys that they lost, like J.J. Watt in that locker room and the new coaching staff. But still, they got a bunch of veterans on that team. I know that the quarterback situation right now, not the best with Tyrod Taylor being out. But still, I think they might be able to keep it a little bit closer than some people expect on a short week. I think Carolina's going to look to run the football. So I would actually lean Houston to cover the 8 points. Through the first 2 weeks, they've covered in both games.
Ryan, I was telling that to Christian. Man, once it gets past 6, man, you got to start thinking a little bit. Because even at 7... You know, a touchdown in the NFL, man, that's a lot of points when you look at it overall. And then when it goes to 8, then you got to do a lot of thinking about that. But, you know, again, what you brought up about the veteran football team, a short week, and also, too, the Panthers being the youngest team in the National Football League, how they handle success.
Yeah,
is another thing.
Exactly.
Hey, man, we got this game. You know, look how bad the Texans are. And sometimes those games turn into a bit of a fist fight. One of the games, certainly with the Saints and Patriots, which I think opened up at 2.5. Now it's 3. Belichick is great. Got a great home record. And, you know, the Saints are going to be without Eric McCoy at center. I think that's they're going to see sort of the same sort of thing because if you didn't fix that, those pressure looks and coming in different ways, Belichick's going to give it to you again. And so your feeling on Saints-Patriots?
Yeah. So it's funny because I was actually just – I like to go back and I'm a football junkie. You know, my family I come from – all my grandfather was a coach and all my uncles coach. So it's funny. They'll send me the high school tape. You know, every Friday night. So when I get off of work at 11 p.m., my wife's giving me a hard time because I'll stay up till 3:30, 4 a.m. watching the high school tape even. But, you know, I've been impressed with Mac Jones. I've also been week one, so I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. I actually just moved over to D.C. for the new job, but I was doing sports radio in Milwaukee, and I love the Packers. But I was so impressed with Sean Payton's week one game plan. You know, you didn't really ask Jameis Winston to do a whole lot, even though the numbers looked good, you know, the touchdown passes and the no turnovers. My favorite play of Jameis week one against the Packers was when he just sat in the pocket. He had nobody open. And a couple of years back, the season where he throws 30 interceptions, Jameis would have tried to force that ball, but he just threw it away when he had nothing. And I was like, he has matured. You know, I think there's going to be some up and down weeks, though, with him, especially learning a new offense. But it's kind of the same thing with Mac Jones, where I really respect both coaches in this game, but neither quarterback has really been asked to do a whole lot. You know, I think people thought that when Jameis was going to take over for Drew, you know, the last couple of years, Drew wasn't really able to push the ball down the field. You know, the arm strength wasn't really there. Some weeks he'd look really good, but that's what happens when these guys age. You know, we all get older. But with Jameis, you know, that really hasn't been the case. And I can't wait to see how they try to switch things up with the run game, because if anybody's going to be able to take Alvin Kamara out of this game, it's Bill Belichick. But still, coming off a week where, what did he have, 5 yards last year on the ground, or last week on the ground, I think that's a tough one to call. I almost feel like I would have to play the Saints with the points, though. You know, Sean Payton, that team, I think they're going to be a little healthier on the defensive side of the ball this week against the rookie quarterback, and I'm getting 3 points. I think I have to play New Orleans. I definitely like the under. I'll tell you that. I think it's going to be a defensive battle.
I agree on that. And one of the things is, I'm going to give Mac Jones a taste of the same medicine the Panthers gave Jameis Winston. Man, I'm throwing all kind of different looks and fronts at him to see if that offensive line of the Patriots can pick it up. And what does he do with the football? So, you know, it's a copycat league. Everybody's doing something to somebody else that had it done to them. That Sunday afternoon game, man, Tampa Bay Rams, interesting to me. What is it, 1.5 Tampa Bay right now, where, man, that love fest going on in L.A., you know, with McVay and Stafford. Yeah. And the Bucs, you know, they just steamrolled over Atlanta, which, man, that's a bad football team. And used all those early picks on offensive linemen, and you see Mac Ryan just getting bounced around. Your feeling on Rams Buccaneers?
Yeah, I've been so disappointed with Atlanta. You know, not that I didn't. So a lot of my coworkers were really high on Atlanta coming into the season, and I was not. But I thought offensively they would at least be a much better team, because their problem has been the same problem since Kyle Shanahan has left. And that's, they can't score in the red zone. The red zone play calling has been terrible. Who's the one guy that you would figure could fix that? Arthur Smith, and it has been a disaster. You know, they used that pick, which Kyle Pitts is a great player. He had 75 yards receiving last week. I think he's going to be just fine. But they used that pick there, and they have not looked good so far. You know, Atlanta just really has not looked good at all. But going back to Tampa Bay, them on the other hand, they look really good, and they bring all the starters back. The only thing that scares me, I'm going to be playing Tampa Bay in this game. I do not bet against Tom Brady. The only thing that scares me a little bit with Tampa, the COVID issues right now. You know, Antonio Brown going into the protocol. That's why I don't think this spread's going to jump around too much more, where I could wait and see Sunday, make sure everybody's going to be out there. You know, I don't want to be in a situation where Tom Brady is a close contact and can't play, and I'm leaning on, I don't know, Blaine Gabbert or somebody like that, you know, out there with my money on the line. But I'll tell you, everybody has really bought into the Rams hype. And, you know, at times Matthew Stafford's looked really good, but I think maybe it's a little overblown. If you go back week one against the Chicago Bears, that was actually a close game. Andy Dalton turns the football over, and, you know, Matthew Stafford finds a wide-open Cooper Kupp. Like, any of us could have caught that ball. Now, we couldn't have ran the route, and we don't have the Cooper Kupp speed. But I think that I want to see a little bit more from the Rams before I'm betting against Tom Brady in this spot. So I'm going to be playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in this game.
Yeah, the other thing, too, Ryan, is, man, how beat up the Bucs secondary is. You know, that's the other kind of sling of this. You saw Dak Prescott. He picked them apart. And then they've started losing guys one after the other. And they're a little healthier today. But, you know, that's a unit. They can stop the run. I mean, you're not running against them. But, boy, they're susceptible if you can protect Stafford.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, you know. I wish I could see this Rams offense, what they could have been if Cam Akers doesn't get injured, you know. But one team, you know, I've been joking around that if I had to pick an MVP early in the season, mine might be Vita Vea. Like, you cannot run against that Tampa Bay front, and he is dominant. You could double-team that guy. He's an animal. I mean, he is a specimen. But Tampa Bay, it's hard to pick against them.
Yeah.
I usually don't like to pick teams to repeat. It's just so tough to do. But if anybody's going to do it, it's probably going to be Tom Brady. And, again, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan, so it's just so hard to accept because, you know, I'm a Drew Brees guy and I'm an Aaron Rodgers guy. Tom Brady's been in the NFC for 1 year and already has as many Super Bowl appearances and Super Bowl rings coming out of the NFC as both of our guys. And that's disappointing to me, but it just goes to show how good Brady is. Because for years, everybody thought he's a game manager. He plays with arguably the best head coach, best play caller in Josh McDaniels. But no, Brady looks better now than he ever has. The way he's pushing the ball downfield, it's crazy. He's never going to go away. He's like Freddy Krueger or something.
Hanging out with host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports betting insider Ryan Horvat. Ryan, LSU on the road in their first SEC matchup of the season in Starkville, Mississippi State. And the Tigers are favored by 2.5, and over and under is right around 56.5, 57. Would you put any action on LSU or State?
Man, in this game, I really don't know what to do here. LSU is a hard team to get a read on right now, right? Like, I love Coach O. A lot of people that I know, I'll tell you this, a lot of people that I talk to, people in Las Vegas, like Mississippi State, I lean LSU. You know, LSU, in that loss, UCLA is a good football team. I know that, you know, we kind of overlook them because you think the Pac-12, and the Pac-12, let's face it, is a disaster. Chip Kelly is a good college coach. You know, some guys can recruit, some guys can coach. I think it took him a couple of years. It looked like it was going to be a complete disaster. But, you know, he had to coach up his guys that he recruited. You know, I don't get why, out here at least, people are talking about Coach O being on the hot seat and this and that. The guy just won a national championship. I'm a Notre Dame fan. If I could just see one national title here in the next 20 years before, or, you know, 30 years before I pass away, guys, I'll be really happy. So I just find that to be crazy. You know, you lose Joe Burrow, all those weapons. I'm a big Justin Jefferson fan. He's my favorite player in the league to watch when he's healthy. So I just think that's crazy talk. I like LSU this weekend, but everybody seems to be against me on that one. And then I also like Notre Dame. They're 6.5-point underdogs to a Wisconsin team that I just don't trust in the red zone. Graham Mertz, I think, may have been a little bit overhyped. And I think Jack Cohen's going to have the better day, especially in his revenge game going against his former school. So I feel like everybody's against me on those two picks. Maybe the people in Vegas are right, but I like LSU and Notre Dame this weekend, you know, to get it done.
Ryan, you know, you mentioned it was crazy talk that Coach O might be on the hot seat, and you're right, he's not yet, but you know, this season, we'll see how it plays out. But Gene Chizik of Auburn got let go 2 years after winning a national title in Auburn. So it certainly can happen.
Oh, yeah. High expectations. And that's why I envy anybody in SEC territory, man, because I grew up in the Midwest and in the Big Ten. I mean, you could make a career out of going .500 if you want. I mean, I like the high expectations. That's why every Saturday I'm watching SEC football. Everybody gives me a hard time. The Big Ten, you know, granted, Ohio State's fun every once in a while. You'll get a fun defensive battle. Sometimes these games are tough to watch, and some of these coaches overstay their welcome, in my opinion.
Ryan, one of the games interests me on Saturday afternoon, Arkansas, Texas A&M. Man, Arkansas is playing with some confidence. They're a physical football team. They put points up on the board. This is a perfect spot for Jimbo, you know, because he's one of those guys, man, I don't know how good we are, and we struggling on offense and this and that. Your thoughts on this A&M Arkansas game?
Yeah, it's funny because I completely agree with what you just said right there, and I've been saying it on the show all week long. I said, I like this Arkansas team. You know, how important is home field advantage? We'll find out as this game is going to be at AT&T Stadium, I guess. But still, you got Arkansas, you know, 3-0, Texas A&M's 3-0. But I feel like they're not really getting a whole lot of respect right now because they haven't been winning any games with style points. In fact, you know, some of these games have been tough to watch for A&M, and my partner actually picked them to win the national championship this year. But this is the perfect spot for Jimbo, so I jumped on them. I was happy to get them less than a touchdown as favorites, even though some people think, you know, the start's been disappointing, and I would agree with that. but they're still finding ways to win games. And I think this is a week where maybe you want to sit back and you want to learn about this A&M team, because I think we're going to find out a lot about them this weekend. But I'm with you where I took them, and I made that bet right away because I was like, okay, 5 points. I think they win by a touchdown, because this is the perfect spot where, you know, in the locker room, he's got his guys. I hate the term bulletin board material, but you know he's telling them they don't believe in us. Everybody's down. They're saying we're going to lose this game.
He's poor mouthing. I've been around Jimbo a long time. He poor mouths every – even great teams that he's had, he poor mouths them.
Oh, yeah.
So right, I know he's really soft-soaping it now.
Yeah.
Right off
I love
A&M
tree. This weekend. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong, but I love A&M in this spot with Jimbo.
I agree.
Ryan, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Sunday morning BetMGM guys before on game day, part of Odyssey Sports on our sister station 1350, from 7 to 9, they went 11 for 11 with their picks.
Really?
Last week, yep. 11
wow,
for 11.
That's tough to do, man. I find that funny because, you know, I had a nice little weekend myself, and I think I went 8-3, and I'm like, man, if I could just get this every weekend, I'll be set up pretty nice, you
yes.
know? And then you look at it and you'll see those stories where somebody hit a 15-team parlay. And then some weekends, you know, you'll go the opposite way. You'll go 3-8 and think, man, I'm never going to have a good weekend again. And it's funny because, like I said, I go back, you watch all the games, you try to get in as much information, you look at the injury report, and it's still so tough with the point spread, you know? And that's the thing I love about the NFL and college football, so much parity. Who would have thought Oregon was going to beat Ohio State outright as 20
nope.
or, you know, as 15-point underdog? So that's why I love the sport. That's why I love Saturdays and Sundays.
Ryan, Raiders-Dolphins, it's 4 points to me. The Dolphins, no Tua this week. But they are really good on the defensive side of football, despite the fact Buffalo kind of tanned them a little bit. But whatever. Man, this seems to be a nice spot for the Dolphins here. The Raiders have never handled success well under John Gruden. You know, you're off to a fast start. Everybody, man, without Tua, you're sort of beat up. The Dolphins haven't been impressive this season other than spurts on defense. I just wonder a little bit about the Raiders. I just wonder about Las Vegas. Can they handle the success? Because we've seen this before where they've gotten off to kind of a hot start and they really cool off. But Derek Carr is really playing well, and that's the real big plus for them.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad that we went to this game because this is my favorite. This is the first bet I made, and this is my favorite bet of the weekend, and I'm with you. I'm on the Miami Dolphins, and I'm glad that I'm getting 4 points because I think legitimately they're going to win this game outright. But because the Raiders are off to this nice start, I'm going to take the points while I could get them 4 points because I love John Gruden. I really do. But I think the coaching advantage goes to Miami. I think the defensive advantage goes to Miami. They're a very solid defensive team. You know, last week, that's a tough loss, but it was a perfect get right spot for the Bills, who are coming off a disappointing loss to the Steelers. Because if you look at it, the Bills actually should have won that game. Josh Allen, as good as he was last year, and it's so hard to improve your accuracy as a quarterback, he's been a little off this year. You know, he
yes.
had Emmanuel Sanders wide open. He misfires on that throw that would have made it a 17-point game. But, you know, going back to this game, I like this Miami team, and I like Tua, but Jacoby Brissett is no bum. You know, he's not this guy that you're just throwing out there that you don't know anything about. He's won games. You know, he got off to a nice little start. He won games with the Patriots when he had to come in for Jimmy G and Tom Brady.
And with the Colts.
And with the Colts, yeah. He got off to a nice start with the Colts, actually, the year where nobody was expecting Andrew Luck to retire. And then he got injured, and they had some problems that year, obviously. But he won a couple games with them. So I don't think he's this huge drop-off that the market thinks. And if you were to play this last week, this would be a two-point spread. Now we're getting 4 points. We get a good defense. And like you said, I want to see how the Raiders – deal with, you know, some success. Because week one, okay, that was a nice win over Baltimore, a beat-up Baltimore team, you know, they got a big win over the Chiefs, obviously, this week. You know, week two, okay, you beat a Steelers team who I'm not very high on. Big Ben doesn't look very great, and now he's injured. Now let's see how they deal with some success. I'm going to back the team that I believe in more, and that's the Miami Dolphins. So that's my favorite bet of the week.
Ryan Horvat, always a pleasure, man. Good luck this week. Go win some money. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Thank you, Ryan.
That was the host of BetMGM Tonight, and Odyssey Sports betting insider Ryan Horvat. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more on Ryan Horvat and his analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick, this is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.